The Lord be with you.
And with
your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus entered a village where a woman whose name was Martha welcomed him. She and her sister named Mary, who sat beside the Lord at his feet, listening to him speak. Martha, burdened with much serving, came to him and said, "Lord, do you not care? This is my sister has left me by myself to do all the serving. Tell her to help me, Lord." But the Lord said to her in reply, "Martha, Martha, you are anxious and worried about many things. There's only need for one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, and it will not be taken from her." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
God is good. And as he was standing on the beach one day, he's looking out on the horizon, and he sees a spot, and he's thinking, "Wow, I've been rescued. Who knows about that? It must be a ship." And the spot grows closer and closer, and gets smaller and smaller, and he's saying, "Gosh, what the heck is this? I don't understand." And suddenly, out of the water stands a woman in a wetsuit. She walks up to him and says, "Sir, when was the last time you had a cold beer?" And he said, "Oh, it's been 10 years since I had a cold beer." She reaches in the pocket of her wetsuit, takes one out, and hands it to him. And he opens it, and takes it, and he drinks it, and he said, "That's the best beer I've had in 10 years." And then she says, "What if you had a good cigar?" "Oh, it's been 10 years since I've had a good cigar." And so she reaches into her pocket and takes out a cigar and a lighter and hands it to him. And he goes, "Oh, this is the best cigar I've ever had. This is just wonderful." And then she said to him, as she stuck to him in the wetsuit, "When was the last time you played around?" And she goes, "Oh my God, you mean you have golf clubs?" Yeah, hospitality. We have a story today, two stories today, of hospitality. And they're 1,800 years apart between Abraham and Jesus. Two stories of hospitality. So Abraham sees a vision, and three men come to him, and he won't let them leave. He offers them water to wash their feet, and he orders his wife to make bread, and he kills the fatted calf, and he gives them a banquet, and offers them the kind of hospitality that nomadic tribes are noted for. And they take pleasure in it. And during the conversation, one of the men says to Abraham, "As a reward for your kindness, you will receive a gift from God. This time next year, I will return, and I will see your son." Now, we all know the story, the background behind it. It's kind of interesting. We know Sarah is beyond childbirth years. And if you read the chapter ahead of time, you found out that Abraham was 99 years old. And so, hearing this through the thin walls of the tent, Sarah started laughing. Interestingly enough, she becomes pregnant, she has a child, and they name it Isaac. The word meaning laughter. Isn't that interesting? during this interchange. They received a gift for their hospitality, their gift of hospitality that gave you the spirit. Now, there's a lot of debate as to who the spirit anymore, but, you know, the scholars have said that they were angels. There's no mention of angels in the Bible, but that's kind of the point. Okay. How many of you have hosted Thanksgiving dinner? Ah, look at those hands. I know what it's like. I've done it a few times myself. I know it's hard. You know, you've got to get all the food together. You've got to get it prepared. You've got the main course. You've got the sides. You've got guests coming, so you have to clean the house. You've got to get it all ready. And when they come, you have to greet them. You have to give them a cocktail and make them comfortable and chill at the time. You have to do all this stuff to get them ready, to show them your hospitality. It's not an easy job. And you know, there's always one or two in the group that are lazy loves and they don't help out, you know? I know all my relatives, they kind of help out, you know? They bring sides, they help cleaning, but there's always one or two sitting on a chair, eating, watching, not helping out. Every once in a while, you got somebody. But you gotta love them, right? They're your guests, right? So Jesus comes to Martha and Mary's house. And we know that Jesus is friends with Martha and Mary. We know that Martha and Mary's brother is Lazarus. We know that from other stories. So we know that they are friends. But it doesn't tell you the background in the book. It just says Jesus comes to the house. Well, Jesus comes with the 12. He doesn't come alone. And with the 12, there's an entourage. And with the entourage, there's a bunch of people, and we have a party. Right? We have a party there. And Martha and Mary afford them the hospitality. Martha's a little upset. All the responsibilities of serving have fallen on her. And Mary is sitting at the feet of Jesus. Now, that's a very important part. Because with Mary sitting at the foot of Jesus, it means that Mary has taken the place of a disciple. That she is listening to Jesus as he speaks to his people. Martha, comes to Jesus and says, "Will you please get my sister to get up and help me out here? This is a lot of work, right?" Jesus says, Martha. So, that's another interesting thing in the Bible. When names are mentioned more than once, it means great familiarity and great friendship. Martha, says, "I understand your problem here, but you are bothered by outside things. You are bothered by stuff you need to focus on. And here really is taking the best part of this visit. And I won't take that away from you." Probably pretty upset. But the important thing to notice here is that Jesus is talking about love of mankind. That's his message. And what is this hospitality all about? Why do we have a story in the Bible about hospitality? What is its importance? Well, hospitality is the core of Jesus' message. The very foundation of Jesus' message. That we open up our homes, we share our food, our tent, whatever, with strangers. Not because they're strangers, but because they're human beings and they to love Paul, to love our neighbor. That's what last week was all about. The Samaritan who could have easily killed that guy in the street. Instead, he nurtured him and brought him to the doctor. He said, here, you know, take care of him. Is that your protein? Love your neighbor. So these two stories of hospitality are really, really important to us because they're foundational to the basic message that Jesus has for us. Love God above all things and love your neighbor. And if we do that, then we are following the path that God has put before us on this pilgrimage that we call life. God is good.